malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Fancy you dropping the vital? I feel like I hear the needle on the record.
Oh, yeah, man. That's definitely an effect for sure.
Excellent. Excellent effect. Devil's Advocates, we're going to talk a little bit more about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And he's taking out the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. And those of you that heard the local ads here, the Ron Johnson from the People for People People Corporation. And what was Ron doing in that little ad, that little sound snippet? He and Paul Ryan little Paul Ryan saying, Joe Biden won, and then a little Ron Johnson doing the math at a Republican Party event and saying if Republicans had voted for Trump, like they voted for Republican Assembly candidates in the state of Wisconsin, well, guess what? Trump would have won. So Ron Johnson laid out the math and basically said Trump lost, and let me show you why. Yet Ron Johnson is currently pressuring, taking out a Wisconsin elections commissioner because he does not properly reflect the fringer grassroots of the state party, which thinks that, we should decertify the last election, which the very guy that appointed Dean Knudsen said is impossible. Hell, even Attorney James Bopp, who's been up to his eyeballs in all of this crap. I mean, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene's lawyer. Even Bopp said, you can't overturn the last election, guys. But we still got a Gableman investigation that was inspired by Donald Trump pressuring the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss. And now Robin Voss's appointee on this panel is out. Now, he resigned. Let me give you the quote. He's claiming it wasn't under pressure, but just listen closely. Knudsen said Thursday he was resigning because he thought it was in the best interest of the state and the Republican Party, and he did not feel pressure to leave. See if his words reflect that. Listen, a couple paragraphs. I would not be pressured out, and I wasn't pressured out. I left because I just felt like at this point Republicans deserve to have someone that can effectively represent them. And I'd gotten to the point that I didn't feel like that could happen. Knudsen stunned his colleagues with his resignation and said he'd been effectively excommunicated from his party because he refused to dispute President Joe Biden's 2020 victory over Donald Trump. Excommunication. He said he was leaving the commission because I cannot be effective in my role representing Republicans on the commission. How about representing Wisconsinites, Dean? If not you, then who? It's chaos after Knudsen. It's been made clear to... Now, here's the pressuring part. Like, I didn't feel pressure, but let me tell you who pressured me. It's been made clear to me from the highest levels of the Republican Party, and by that he means Ron Johnson, he means Rojo, in Wisconsin, that there was a deep desire that I not be chair. And that's fine, Knudsen said. He said he was not pressured by Voss, who appointed him to the commission, and will get to select his replacement. Can't wait for that fine candidate. Knudsen's announced departure pushed the commissioners to delay the election of their next chair. Knudsen and Republican commissioner and fraudulent Trump elector Bob Spindell are the only eligible commissioners to be elected chairman for the next 2 years because of state rules requiring Republican and Democratic members to take turns being chair. Following Knudsen's resignation, commissioners voted 5-1 to delay a vote to choose the next chair in June. Who's the one? Who's the one? Oh, I bet it's Spindell. He's often the one. In like a 5-1, he's the one. Spindell, who in 2020 posed as a, now they say, presidential elector for Trump. I would describe it in more criminal terms because to my perception, it might be. Said Thursday, the meeting made clear to him that the Democratic members of the commission are not going to support him as chairman. No, they're not. Nor should they. Voss, who appointed Knudsen to the commission in 2017, told the Associated Press on Thursday he does not have a litmus test for whom he will choose to replace Knudsen. You know what the first text when this story was broken to me by my little buddy Dominic Gableman's next job. Gableman's got something to look forward to.
I don't know.
Can you imagine?
The guy per diem's kind of low.
What's that?
The per diem's kind of low compared to what Gableman would want to be paid.
Well, he did say that he's got absolutely no idea how elections are administered here in the state of Wisconsin. So in Republicans' mind, he's perfectly qualified. Voss said he would not rule anyone out, including, wait for it, including former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, whom he hired in 2021 to review the 2020 election and continues to pay thousands of taxpayer dollars per month despite failing to produce evidence of foul play or damn near anything else. But here's something encouraging. State Senator Kathy Bernier, a former Chippewa County election clerk who leads the Senate Selection Committee, is not seeking re-election, and she called Voss Wednesday night to express her interest in being appointed to the commission. Now, she's gone head-to-head with Gableman because she lives in reality, and she's not trying to, you know, throw some red meat to Trump. It would make the Trumpians absolutely go out of their minds, which would be fun, said Bernier, who has received even more criticism than Knudsen from members of her party for refusing to embrace Trump's election distortions and being an outspoken critic of Gableman. Got a little bit of time left. I'm going to read you a quote. "There is no one that knows and understands the election laws and elections procedures like I do. I have a knowledge base that would be helpful. I would serve, but everything right now is hyper-political. And every decision that has been made in the last year and a half, 2 years, has been purely political. And so I would not make it a good political choice." Joe Sanfilippo, Republican, he's been on the show a couple times, said, "I didn't realize Dean was even thinking about resigning, but the rest of them should all resign too." Well, Joe Sanfilippo, you're not running for re-election, so at least you're setting the example. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. I always set a fine example. I am your role model.
So you get nothing. You lose.
If you're not happy here, you can leave.
Good day, sir.
You can leave right now.
Well, I don't know him or you. I think it's time that all of you left.